You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisen, and Wang Xiaoning, who has a bit of a sore throat this morning.
Sorry. My timing, as usual, is immaculate. Coughing at the wrong time.
That's all right. Hopefully you feel better soon, Xiaoning. But taking a look at some local stories today. Now, recently, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng has suggested that Bank Negara should ease the rules for mortgages to help first-time buyers purchase their homes.
Lim Guan Eng said that many potential home buyers are finding it difficult to secure loans, and he thinks that the lending conditions are strict, in quotes over there. However, this proposal has drawn some criticism, seeing as Malaysia has a household debt to GDP ratio of 82%. This is chiefly driven by loans for residential property purchases.
So for some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Dr. Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at the Institute of Democracy and Economic Affairs or Ideas. Thank you for joining us, Carmelo. Now, how much exactly is home ownership a problem here in Malaysia?
Hi, good morning. Well, I think that is not a big problem like it appears to be from the political discussion. And in support of this claim, I would quote some data that were released by NAPIC a couple of weeks ago. We know now that among the overhang, half of the overhang is made of properties that are within the affordable range. So even the houses that are considered affordable are not sold. So probably we are living a peculiar moment in which simply there is no demand for new houses, or less demand than what it appears to be from the political discussion.
But it's currently at around 76%. But what particularly as home ownership, but what particularly is the data among younger people?
Unfortunately, we don't have disaggregate data, and of course, 76% is an average value. It may be that someone has four houses and someone has one or none. But unfortunately, this is the only data that we have, and is the only data that allow us to compare apple-to-apple data across country. And with this data, Malaysia is still scoring pretty well in Asia and worldwide.
Do you have any data with regards to household income then when you compare home ownership, or is that data also still not available?
No, unfortunately, we only have the aggregate data.
But if we had to guess, would you say that the home ownership is perhaps less so for the lower income groups then? Because we keep on seeing headlines with regards to lack of affordable housing in Malaysia.
I think that the situation is much more complicated than that, because we might have someone that is not, let's say, wealthy, but owns a property from inheritance and generations. And Malaysia is a country that in the past was scoring well in terms of saving, is a developing country. And therefore, we might have what is called an original accumulation of capital that comes from past situations that are not necessarily reflected in the current income distribution.
So, Carmelo, you've contrasted the problem of home ownership with household debt. So how bad is household debt in Malaysia exactly, and what happens if we do ease the rules for people to buy houses?
Okay, the data of the first half of 2019 released by Bank Negara was 82.2%, okay, household debt on GDP. This is a fairly high value, one of the highest in the world. At this moment, it's driven by property purchases. And this means that basically for every dollar that you earn, you have $0.8 of debt. I see this as a problem because when you do long-term investment like buying a house, you are allocating your financial resources over a long period of time, and over a long period of time the economy moves in good and bad periods. So the more you are financially exposed, the more you risk to find yourself in trouble when bad moments come. So my advice is an advice in favor of prudence and doing financial steps that are consistent with the individual resources, with the individual possibilities.
But Dr. Carmelo, is it possible to solve household debt and at the same time help more people to buy a home? Are they mutually exclusive then?
From the government perspective, I think that somehow the government has to choose what to do, which kind of problem to address. And I believe that in this moment, the household debt is a more urgent problem. However, in general, we have to think what we can do. The prices of houses are there. The income is there, and that is another position. This implies a wider reflection on wages, but the wider reflection on wages needs to be addressed in terms of productivity and therefore education. So which implies also financial education, financial literacy. So as you can see, is quite a kaleidoscope and a complex issue that cannot be addressed like simply, okay, we ease the credit rules, we increase wages, or we this kind of short-term measures which are creating more troubles than solutions. So we have to look at the problem in a more holistic way.
But then what you suggest, like you say, there doesn't seem to be any short-term or low-hanging fruits that we can use to address this issue, right? Because, like I say, affordable housing keeps coming up in headlines. Realistically, is it then a question of whether the government should consider offering supply solutions rather than lowering the credit limit?
Well, the government has tried to offer supply solution for many years, and I don't think it has been successful. I have been suggesting for the government to step out from being a developer itself. Rather, I think that the government should think to those people that are really, really poor, and rather than having a problem of home ownership, they have a general problem of shelter. So I have in mind more support for rental schemes, because to invest in home ownership for the poor means to put them in a very risky financial situation. But in general, to come back at your original question, no, there are no short-term solutions, like there are never short-term solutions for complex economic problems.
Well, thank you very much, Carmelo. And that was Dr. Carmelo Ferlito of Ideas talking to us a little bit about the finance minister's latest comments about lowering the rules for mortgages to help first-time buyers.
Yeah, I mean, I personally concur with a lot of what he's saying. And I actually would like to see more regulation come in for renting, right? Protect renters, maybe see some controls come into place because... housing is a big commitment. You're going into a relationship for 35 years with a bank, basically, for an asset that could, well, you could live there, but in this today's world of where we are, we're not sure where we're going to be in 5 years.
I think what's important is to divide it into the two groups. One, like Dr. Carmelo says, are the really, really poor who, you know, basically cannot afford to be on this value property ladder at all. And they need not just a home, they need shelter. So it's a question of having affordable social housing for them. So it's a rental. Renting for the long term because that's what they really need and they really can't afford it. And then you're those that want to go onto the property ladder. Is there any housing available for them? And maybe there isn't because prices are too high, wages are too low. But those are more complex issues where we really need to have holistic solutions. We cannot just have piecemeal solutions to this problem, like, for example, just lowering the limits on housing loans.
Yeah, because as you said, you know, wages are a problem, and that's something that Dr. Carmelo also highlighted, that income is an issue that the government needs to address. It won't happen overnight, unfortunately, so I guess we'll have to wait and see to see what happens. We have got a poll running on the BFM Twitter account asking you what is stopping you from owning a home. So far, we've had 111 votes. The majority, 70%, said it's too expensive. But continue to tell us what you think. Right now, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news, and after that, the Breakfast Grill, when Noel Lim speaks with Chu Kok Hin, CEO of AIMS. So be sure to stay tuned for that after the news. BFM 89.9.